He started talking at my face about the government these days, as though my politics were written across my shirt. And then a Steinway size obstruction of the upright in her living room took refuge in my throat, put me at a loss for words. I didn't come here to proselytize, I came to bring the noise, but I know static's running razors round my dome. While the beating of my heart cracked the chip, but held together keeps pulsating like a busted metronome. I tried to run away from home, I backed the bag and I was gone. I left the house, I was going to the store, but I got halfway down the block. I thought my heart was gonna stop, ran back upstairs. I didn't even take my shoes off at the door. I could leave this town tonight, went down the street from endless might. The Buckeye State Russell seems so warm and clean. But the beating of my heart cracked and chipped, but held together keeps pulsating like a busted drum machine. I think the kids in this town are the greatest, but I would lose my mind if I stayed here for more than a day. And if the big time asphalt dump truck just crumbled to sugar, I would save myself, watch the old town just drift away. I heard from Julie V. and Michael about an astronaut who'd never seen an angel, about a scientist who'd never seen a mind, but he spent his whole life chasing something whispered and imaginary, something he had dreamt, never stood a chance to find. I know exactly how it felt, thought my head was gonna melt. Should've left that shady plane for somewhere new. While the beating of my heart cracked and chipped, but held together keeps pulsating like a normal heart should do. While the beating of my heart cracked and chipped, but held together keeps pulsating like a normal heart should do.
Molt bé, molt bona vespre, oients del Frenopàtic. Segon programa d'aquesta quarta temporada i bé, estem aquí un dimecres més als estudis de Ràdio Celrà per presentar-vos doncs una proposta en format acústic de la mà, doncs, gràcies al senyor Albert Mestres, que tenim aquí, un company doncs que durant anys també va formar part, com jo, de Ràdio Sal, encara hi forma. I res, us presentem dues propostes, podríem englobar-los. Primer de tot, bona nit Albert, bona nit Brooke, good night
bona nit
Brooke and Brian. Són dos xavals que provenen de Brooklyn, de New York, i que estan de gira per Europa. El que t'anava a dir, els podríem dir que estan ficats dintre el rotllo antifolk?
Sí, els hi podíem preguntar a ells, però jo crec que sí, jo crec que formen part de l'escena antifolk, una escena que es mou a partir d'un cafè. So, the first question is, do you think you are part of antifolk scene?
Whether they like it or not, I think I am part of the antifolk scene.
Diu.
I can only speak for myself, but yes, I definitely do.
And you?
Yes, for sure. It all exists in a very small world, but we are fortunate to be privy to that world, and we are in good company with some amazing people.
Sí, Brooke ha dit que encara que li agradi o no, formen part d'aquesta escena, i Brian diu que el món és molt petit i que tenen aquests amics i que s'envolten d'aquesta gent, i sí, realment, doncs, podríem dir que formen part de, d'aquesta escena antifolk. Jo el que volia dir és que és la primera vegada que giren per Europa tots dos.
Uh-huh.
Evidentment és també la primera vegada que els tenim aquí a Espanya, a l'estat espanyol. De fet, han girat només per Catalunya, perquè la gira a Espanya no ha arribat. I que és tot un luxe tenir-los aquí. El Brook té 5 àlbums publicats. The 5 albums are all published by Crafty Records.
That's true, they're all from Crafty Records. They're all available at www.craftyrecords.net.
Que podeu anar a buscar la informació sobre el seu segell, que és Crafty Records. Amb aquest segell ha publicat 5 àlbums, i el que hem escoltat per encetar el programa és una de les cançons que van en aquest nou disc. Un disc que pràcticament impossible de trobar a l'estat espanyol, però aquests dies, doncs, si esteu per aquí veient-los, doncs podeu comprar-los.
Perfecte.
Al mòdic preu de 5 euros, al lloro.
No, perfecte. Doncs això, per tots aquells que ens esteu escoltant, us proposem aquest programa especial dedicat al format acústic, que, bueno, hem fet 3 o 4 vegades, i que bueno, si això, li fotem gran allà a l'assumpte.
All right. I want to play one more song? The first song? Which one do you play?
This is a song that I wrote in 2005. It's called John Darnielle. Girl in the whole rotten world is a waitress at a strip club that also sells eggs, and she's a practicing lawyer. All the dumb local yokels make their dumbass remarks, and she picks up the dregs. She's got the achiest, breakiest heart that I've ever seen. No, they don't sell condoms in the condom machines. The saddest little boy in all of Detroit rides a broken down 10-speed to the store in the rain for milk, eggs, and smokes. And his dad is a pederast. He takes him out back if he needs someone to blame. He's got achiest, breakiest heart that I've ever seen. No, they don't sell condoms in the condom machines. Now I'm a cranky old man with a hand-painted sign that says the U.S. should get out of UN now. And I'm shaking my fists at all the hipsters and syndicalists who care what I think, what do they care anyhow. And my wife is a bulldog with a very long leash, and she is barking all night at the hole in my head that says we're running out of time. But we're almost out of time, and I am hedging my bets that we're better off dead. And your face turns red as my liver turns green. No, they don't sell condoms in the condom machines. No, they don't.
Yeah, man. T'agrada tocar?
Perfect.
Molt bé. A mi el que em sorprèn del Brook és que té una memòria pel tema anys. Diu, aquesta cançó la vaig escriure l'any 2005. Eh? I te pot dir, so you got a great memory because you remember which year you write this song, you remember which year you start playing, perquè, perdona que t'ho expliqui, però en directe explica sempre que fa 12 anys que va començar a tocar i que...
Oh, that's right, I did realize the other night that it's been like 12 years, almost exactly 12 years when we got to Spain.
Yeah. Doncs diu que ho ha estat comprovant a internet i que fa 12 anys que va començar. És que em sembla que en els 3 concerts que li he vist tocar, ell comenta, li diu al públic que si fa 12 anys s'hagués pensat que estava tan lluny de casa seva tocant cançons i que la gent l'escoltava i a sobre l'aplaudien, doncs que no, vaja, que no s'ho imaginaven,
eh? Yeah,
i que està molt agraït de tot això que li està passant per aquí.
Bueno, doncs
podem escoltar una altra cançó del
sí, t'anava a dir, estic una mica peix avui per fer el programa.
Tu tranqui, si no ja t'ajudaré jo.
Però bueno, ja anirà sortint amb la marxa.
També li podíem preguntar una cosa, perquè ell no és de Brooklyn, New York. Which one is your hometown?
I was born and raised in a suburb of Detroit, Michigan called Waterford. It's a pretty nondescript little town, about 30 miles north of downtown Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot going on there. It's I would compare it to a place like Figueres or something like that, but it's not nice like Figueres is. It's they won't ever hear this. They're 4,000 miles away. But it's not. No, there's nothing special about it.
No, bueno, que si li vaig, li he preguntat d'on era ell, és d'un suburbi, diguem-ne, de Detroit, Michigan, que es diu Waterford, i és que abans m'ha estat explicant quina era la banda més famosa de, del seu suburbi, que és una banda de metal. You explain to me just a few hours ago, which one is the best band, the famous band from your...
Oh, the I'm the second most famous.
Ell és el segon més famós.
Waterford, Michigan. The first most famous is the guy from a band called the Black Dahlia Murder.
Yeah.
Do you know them?
I know the name.
Their singer is from the same high school as
but I am. But in Detroit there are a lot of dirty rock, no?
There are a lot of
dirty rock bands.
Dirty rock bands, yeah.
No, it's typical the Detroit sound.
Sí, ella està parlant del seu suburbi de
Waterford. Okay, okay.
It's a rock and roll town.
Li volia preguntar, when you decide to move to New York? Quan es va decidir a moure's a Nova York?
I guess in 1999 or so, I decided, well, I want to be a songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
The songwriting scene in my where I was going to college was mostly me and another guy writing songs at these open mics where everybody played other people's songs.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of made fun of all of them for just doing cover songs, but they kind of made fun of us for writing our own songs that weren't very good. So I didn't really think that I could stay in Michigan and write songs. So I guess it would have been about 1999 when I was like, okay, well, I'm going to have to go somewhere else. And it was New York. And it was Los Angeles, those two. Okay, Chicago was too close. Austin is too hot.
Mm-hmm.
Phoenix is the same thing, too hot. Portland, Oregon, I never even considered. But so it was New York and Los Angeles. And then I thought of my favorite songwriters. All of them, every last one of them, has at least lived in New York at some point. Even Tom Waits, who's a California guy, lived in New York at some point.
Molt bé, diu que es va decidir sobre l'any 99 o així, que ell i un altre noi tocaven cançons allà a la seva ciutat, diguem-ne, i que va començar a veure que s'havia de moure.
Bueno, el que sol passava.
Los Angeles li quedava massa lluny, Texas feia massa calor, Portland, Oregon estava massa a prop, i va començar a veure que tots els seus cantautors favorits vivien a Nova York, fins i tot Tom Waits, que ha dit que...
Portland és un molt bon lloc i molt econòmic per anar... Però bueno, és igual.
Potser li semblava molt a prop de casa.
It's okay for the punk community. Okay, listen another song, the number 4 of this... new CD?
It's the new one, yeah.
Brighter Light, it's correct?
The Brighter Light, sí, una llum molt brillant. La veritat és que aquest nano té un talent que li surt per tots cantons.
Pues anem a escoltar el tema Remain Upright. Vinga.
So even when the weather broke, we never even go outside. I got a laundry list of debtors and a multitude of reasons to hide. We started crawling at our throats, never even break the skin. I got a green satin jacket from when Larry Bird was only a kid. Sunlight plants again and keeps me shaking out all night until it nails my mattress to the plaster. And I get what I deserve. All you people stare, but I remain upright. Though I may waver, I remain upright. A broken mess of blood and sweat, and leaking oil and sick with fear. And they've never made a record of the fuzzy mess of fuzz in your ear. You twist the knob until it broke, re-glue it on and twist again, until you couldn't tell the difference between starving, angry mob and your kin. The light plants the cat and keeps me shaking out all night, until it nails my mattress to the plaster.
Així sona Brook Primer en CD, acompanyat d'una banda que li podíem preguntar which are these guys who play with you?
Oh, that was two gentlemen named Dan Costello playing the bass guitar and Michael David Campbell playing the drums. Michael would actually stand up and play the drums. It was pretty amazing.
They are your band?
They were my band. They were also my roommates. And they, we basically all stopped playing in each other's bands just to concentrate on our own stuff. And those two guys wanted to move out, so they left and Mr. Brian Speaker moved in. I am officially flying bandless from here, at least for the time being. Flying absolutely the way you've been seeing me here in Girona and Barcelona. And again tonight.
No, que li preguntava si eren la seva banda, aquests senyors que l'acompanyen, i m'ha dit que sí, que a més són els seus companys de pis. I que no ha pogut venir amb ells perquè bueno, la gira la tenia organitzada amb el Brian i que així. But your plan to come back Europe in March?
I'm going to come back to Europe in March. Yeah.
T'he pensat tornar de gira al març. Per tant, si algú s'ha perdut a Brook Primer aquest setembre, que estigui preparat al març, que el tornarem a tenir aquí, això espero. So, do you want to play another song?
Yeah.
Which one?
I'll play a new one I wrote called The Kalamazoo Promise.
All right.
Kalamazoo is where I went to college. And somebody made this thing called the Kalamazoo Promise with a bunch of money. And they said, if you send your child to school for their entire school in Kalamazoo Public Schools, you can send them to this to my college for free with this money. And I think that's awesome. So I had a song that didn't have a title.
Bueno, una cosa sobre una escola, que Kalamazoo.
Sobre el diners, una escola.
Sí, que els poden enviar de gratis a l'escola on ella estudiava. O sigui, que no és de pagament, imagino. I que a mi li fa molta il·lusió, doncs, escoltem aquesta cançó.
Doncs vinga, endavant.
The dirt mall's gotten smaller since we found it years ago. Another empty glass, a city street about to blow. And I don't think I'd ever drawn a breath before that day. I guess you and I are both compelled by chaos in our own alarming ways. These dumpster diving brothers lead a slighter life than mine, abandoning our baskets for the clearance sale outside.
Attention blackout shoppers, fill your cups, your bags with the heat. I have long believed that everyone should always get exactly what they need, seriously. Till they caught me stealing Benzies by the pouch. And 6 or 7 days they let me out, yeah. And Sunday morning, 8 a.m., this city's safe and sweet. There are nothing but the bums and rags and me along your street. I wait till noon, I scrounge a quarter, drop your man a line. I guess even the city that never sleeps is bound to stop and take a nap, and even a guy who's sly like I am's bound to get a finger pinched sometime.
Bo.
Déu-n'hi-do, eh? Els puc preguntar on t'ho han passat millor d'Europa, si vols. Where was the best place in Europe until today for you?
The best place in Europe until today for me was...
Newcastle, maybe. It was a great show. I was talking with you.
Durham. I would say if I had to pick a favorite spot that we were at in the UK, Durham. You know, those kids in Brighton were really good to us, too. They let me stay in their apartment for 3 days last week. And but I think the most fun show was Durham. I think also last night in Figueres was top of the line, man. There is nothing quite like going into a bar full of enthusiastic drunk people who you have with a language barrier, and then getting up in front of them and having them all stop talking and turn around and go, whoa! You know, because for a good few minutes there, when I started playing last night, everybody stopped what they were doing and said, you know. And then most of them went back to their drinks, but, you know, it was their conversations, but it was a really neat feeling. The bar was really very nice.
Molt bé, doncs diu que s'ho va passar molt bé a Durham, al Regne Unit, que van estar 3 dies seguits amb uns col·legues seus en un apartament i tal, que el show va ser molt divertit, però que també ahir a Figueres.
Maybe in Figueres there was the Dalí spirit. The public.
No ho sé, però el que ha dit és cert, eh? Perquè, el que ha dit és cert, perquè jo estava, la penya estava pues, xerrant i bevent, vull dir, passaven bastant de tot, i va començar ella, i va obrir la nit, i de cop i volta, pues, la penya, clar, a més el tio quan comença, pues, li posa molta energia i moltes ganes, i la penya es va quedar com parada, en plan, hòstia, aquí hi ha un artista de veritat que canta. Després ja ho ha dit, que li van fer cas durant una estona, i després van seguir pues, parlant i bevent, però bueno, que també hi havia... com diríem, doncs el no entendre l'idioma, doncs aquest inconvenient, no? Però que el va salvar perfectament. La gent, de fet, ahir van vendre uns quants CDs i la gent va aplaudir, però amb moltes ganes. Jo hi era i puc assegurar que va ser així.
No, és perfecte. Si això li fotem amb un altre tema.
Sí, podem escoltar una altra cançó del CD,
o no? Preferiria, t'ho dic perquè per anar controlant una mica el temps...
Que em toqui una altra.
Que em foti un altre amb acústic, punxem després el CD.
So think you can play your last song here if you want. Okay. Which one should be this?
I'll play the title track off my new album, A Brighter Light.
Ah, this is the single...
It's kind of the single.
The hit.
There's not a music video for it. There's a music video for a different song on the album.
Ha fet un vídeo, sorry, ha fet un vídeo, però no per aquesta cançó, però jo crec que aquesta cançó del hit i el single de l'àlbum, si tingués un single editat, doncs aquesta cançó petaria. So, let's gonna play.
Cool. Yeah, so this is A Brighter Light. I think since I've written it, I've probably played it 600 times. That's just a guess. 1, 2, and 1, 2, let's go! As we brace ourselves together to embrace the bracing cold, haven't gotten used to January since the big man put the frost on hold. Yeah.
few, the vain, the proud. I'll put your picture in a brighter light than you could ever hope to crown. Much like Kokomo, it's just another staple color Indiana town. I saw him in a dream. He was alive atop a flaming pile of tires. Man, you've been dead 2 years, I said. I never died, said he. And I laughed, I can always tell a lie. We never got to Macon, but the salt was in the air. And something on your faces told me no. There's a time and place for lying, and that's lying cold and broken on the floor. I made the same mistake again by putting faith in dreams. They always let me down. I got one head on my shoulders in the clouds, 2 feet planted on the ground. Oh, but man, New York City feels like it's alive with light, at least when you're around. Not that I know. Much like Kokomo, it's just another state blue collar Indiana town.
Yeah, fantastic. It's a powerful song, no? It's,
I hope so, man. It was a song about a dream.
Yeah, but it's very strong. But,
oh,
you know?
Yes.
Sí, es una canción.
I shouldn't just say yes. I like
dynamic and powerful songs.
Té molta energia. El tio, quan s'hi posa, l'hauries de veure en l'escenari, se menja l'escenari. I el tio, la veritat és que li posa molta energia. La cançó, sí, està realment bé. Jo no li he sentit ni una cançó que sigui xunga, de les que fa. Fa cançons tristes. You make some sad songs, not like this. You make...
I've made some sad songs, man, you know.
But it's also great songs. I think so.
Some of them. Actually, I wouldn't even say some of them. I'm still proud of a lot of them. Some I just don't sing anymore, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some sad songs and there's some happy songs in there, too. There's some songs that aren't really about anything, too. Those are the weirdest ones, but... my big thing I'm going for when I'm singing is A, getting people up off the chair, dancing and having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And then B, to carry that energy that I hope to instill in people into their everyday lives. And it might sound like I'm talking kind of like I have a big head or above myself, but I have noticed that when I'm playing in front of people and I'm having a good time and I'm jumping up and down, and 9 times out of 10 at least a couple of people get in on it and jump up and down too, and then the next time I see them they say, man, like the way that you stood over there in the corner and sweated a lot and jumped up and down and screamed because it was what you wanted to be doing, like made me go home and paint this, you know, beautiful painting, you know, or made me go home and start writing that book I've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's all about just getting people moving.
Molt bé. Doncs explica que escriu cançons per fer saltar i suar la gent, que és el que desitja, que la gent s'aixequi el cul de la cadira i es bellugui amb les seves cançons i que després se'n vagi a casa i pinti un bon quadre o escrigui un bon llibre.
És curiós, m'agrada explicar una cosa, si vols els hi tradueixes, perquè digues. Per explicar-ho jo en anglès tot.
Digues.
L'altre dia hi havia un mercat de música viva, ¿vale? Sempre es fa paral·lelament l'Illegal Sugar Fest, que és un festival que porta 10 anys, ha complert 10 anys, i va venir un artista, bueno, diguem un artista, de la moguda aquesta del folk punk yankee, ¿vale? Del segell Plan X, Plan X Records o alguna cosa així.
Do you know the label Plan X Records?
I have...
Yeah, you know Defiance Hoyo?
Defiant Ohio,
yeah, or maybe Mishibrief, es que no sé cómo se dice, well, okay,
yeah,
he's then
a friend of ours too, yeah.
The other day, last weekend, come to play in Vic,
near Barcelona,
in the interior Catalonia. One guy, it's called Spoonboy.
Spoonboy.
You know?
Did you know?
And all his songs are very sad and...
¿Cómo diria?
És que no sé com explicar-ho. Bueno, és igual, són com tristos o així com dramàtics, mm-hmm. I la penya com molt entusiasta. Bueno, clar, era a l'aire lliure, mm-hmm. com això, sempre amb una burra amb gasolina i tocant... Com que, i la penya, clar, també, saps? Mm-hmm. Com, no sé.
Perquè ja havia festa amb cançons tristes. Ah, just explain that this guy plays sad songs, but people enjoy and dance and...
They're not.
But the lyrics are dramatic, sad.
I would say that Spoonboy's songs are not sad. They're political.
Some political.
So okay.
Sad.
Yeah.
He's speaking about things. I know him enough to know that I think he's speaking only about American politics. I've never heard him sing about anything else besides political.
Diu que parla únicament dels polítics americans.
Exacte. Bueno, què t'anava a dir? Portem 30, quasi 33 minuts. Si sí. vos, li punxem un altre dels temes.
Sí.
I passem amb en Brian. Què et sembla?
Sí. Va, escoltem.
Play another song from you.
Ah, del CD?
Del CD. Yeah. I després passem amb en Brian.
So we're gonna play the last song from your CD.
Great.
And then we're gonna talk with Brian Speaker.
Great.
If you don't mind.
That's great.
Thank okay.
you. Thanks. Thanks, guy, to be here.
Thank you. Can I just point out that we're a room full of four rockeros? We all wear glasses. Did anybody notice this?
What do you want? Sorry?
I just want to point out that there's four guys in this room, and we're all rock and rollers, right?
Four guys?
There's four of us. The three of us, and we all are wearing glasses right now. I noticed that when we sat down. What does that say about rock and roll? It's in the right hand.
No, no acabo d'entendre, que vol que estiguem tots quatre amb les ulleres.
Don't forget to promote your MySpace.
Yeah, okay.
MySpace.com/Brooke.
Sorry, Brooke, I can put the song and come
here. Okay, sorry. I got ahead of myself.
Venga, punxa la nova cançó, la última, Brooke Brightmore.
To follow you up I will not hesitate to follow down to the bottom where the interstate connects to the tree. I feel like all my Jesus freak friends have a pretty big advantage on me. Cause if you nail your best intentions to the super truths you told all us dudes, well, you would know then what it's like to kill the messenger who brung you the news. I'm down where they kneel, I drank from their cup. To follow you up, I knelt where they kneel, I drank from their cup. Oh, 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 I will not hesitate to follow you up. I will not hesitate to follow you up. I will not hesitate to follow you up. Marlon Brando.
Ja estem aquí.
Perfecte, tu.
De nou.
Perfecte. Bueno, mentre deixo el fons d'en Bruc, que vagi sonant, i presentem en Brian.
Sí, sí. Brian Speaker és un paio que ja havia estat per aquí, però havia vingut acompanyant a Daniel Bernstein, la seva darrera banda que es diu Everybody Knows, que van girar amb Haga Broomstick, i Brian Speaker tocava la bateria amb aquesta banda, però a partir d'aquí doncs vam entrar en contacte i van arribar els seus primers missatges de que venia de gira a Europa per presentar les seves cançons. I el lloro que el que ha fet Brian Speaker durant un any, del 2 de setembre del 2008 al 3 de setembre del 2009, és a dir, fa tot just 4 dies, Brian està gravant una cançó, està composant, gravant i penjant una cançó al dia a la xarxa. I aquest projecte tindrà el nom de Spiral Notebook.
Spiral Notebook, that's right, yeah.
La llibreta d'espiral, diguem-ne. I, bueno, evidentment suposo que recollirà les 365 cançons en el format DVD.
Déu-n'hi-do, jo només tindré una pregunta per ell, però...
Digues.
Està... com se'n diu això? O sigui, quan tu necessites escriure...
Sí.
O sigui, has d'estar inspirat. Yeah. O sigui, tenir inspiració...
Cada dia.
Cada dia.
How do you get the inspiration every day?
Or
you write a song per day, or you got maybe some songs write it before?
No. Everything came from that day. There were occasional times when I'd had something kicking around for a long period of time that I decided to use it, because it's like, you know, it's like you're searching for inspiration every day. Sometimes it comes from the subway ride. Sometimes it comes from an interaction between a friend. Sometimes it comes from the fortunate collaboration that you share with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And people get involved. Like Brooke Pridemore over here got involved in my project a little bit, and probably did. Was involved in over 10, maybe between 10 and 15 songs he did with me, with a band called Crabs on Banjo, and then as just the two of us together doing songs.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes songs came from complete accidents. Sometimes songs came from a poem that I was working on. Sometimes songs came completely improvised,
mm-hmm.
you know, meaning it would be 3 in the morning. I would be really, really tired, and I had to write a song because mm-hmm. that was the choice that I made to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I did whatever it took to get the song out. Sometimes they're really, really good, and sometimes they're not so good. But the beauty of that is it gives you a chance to at least try, and it gives you a chance to succeed, and it gives you a chance to fail. And failure is not in the sense that you wrote a bad song. Failure would be not doing anything at all. So in a sense, I never failed. I did everything that I could do to make this happen. When I was traveling, when I was sick, the songs were about being sick.
Mm-hmm.
When I was tired and didn't want to write a song, the song would be about being tired and not wanting to write a song. But I just did the best that I could, and I had an amazing time doing it. And I'm very proud of it, and I look forward to, you know, as things develop and releasing it and sharing my songs with the people that come to the shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's an art project.
Molt bé. Sí, yeah, és que explica moltes coses, eh?
Super interessant.
Intentaré resumir una mica el que ha explicat, però va explicar que la inspiració li venia en qualsevol moment. Podia estar en el metre, en el
sí,
metro.
D'anècdotes en tindrà un munt.
En el metro, o en, així de casualitat, o també amb col·laboracions. Brook, que ha col·laborat amb una banda que són ells dos. What's the name of the banda? Banjo?
Crabs on Banjo.
Crabs on Banjo.
Yeah.
No m'havia quedat això. I després doncs diu això, de que el repte era escriure doncs una cançó al dia i que si estava malalt doncs el repte se l'havia plantejat i l'havia de fer i per tant igual escrivia una cançó sobre estar malalt. I després doncs diu que això és el que passa, que algunes cançons queden bé.
Clar.
I altres no tant, però bueno, aquí està el repte i ja ho ha fet i s'ho ha passat molt bé. I ara el que està fent doncs, és presentar algunes d'aquestes cançons. Evidentment no fa 365 cançons en directe.
És com un final, és com un final de carrera, però...
Però que se sent molt bé. No, que se sent molt bé que aquest risc que ha assolit, doncs, que li ha fet doncs, créixer, suposo, com a artista i que això ha explicat, que algunes cançons li han quedat molt bé, realment bé, i altres no, però que no hi ha cap problema. Per una cançó dolenta, doncs ja saps que no ho has de tornar a fer d'aquesta manera.
No és bé, que anem a escoltar una d'aquestes 365 cançons.
Del CD o en directe?
En directe.
Which song are you going to play first?
The first song that I'll play was number 40 in the series. It came after I saw a show from a performer named Jeffrey Lewis.
Uh-huh.
And it was a great inspiration to me to see a songwriter go up there and basically just tell a story with his guitar. And it was a huge inspiration. I walked away thinking, I want to write a song like that. So I found inspiration in Jeffrey Lewis and also in the fact that the song is called The Collector. And I am and still was at the time collecting ideas and thoughts for songs.
La cançó es titula El Col·leccionista, suposo, i està inspirada en Jeffrey Lewis, que és un artista també de l'escena antifolk que va passar fa ben poc per l'Helio Gaval de Barcelona. I res, que la cançó es titula The Collector.
I am the collector of coins and calling cards. I keep them in a safe place, but I'm running out of space. So now I'm a collector of thoughts and compliments. They take up much less room than the truth. So I lie to you and tell you what you want to hear. Helps me release the collection that's piling up in here. So begins a binge again. I am the collector of pigs and plastic parts. I treat them both the same. I keep them in a plain white room. I am the collector of dust and old mistakes. I let them bubble up, sneeze them like they're new, a chew. So I bless you and give you what you want to take. It helps me release the collection and leaves room for new mistakes. So begins a binge again. I am a reflector. I'll show you who you really are when I hold myself to you as you steal from my coin jar. I am the collector, but it's hard to hold on to, 'cause anything I've ever loved, I've given it to you. So I bless you and give you what you want to take. Helps me release this collection and leaves room for new mistakes. And so begins a binge again.
Yeah!
Ai, Chihuahua!
Molt rebé. Després si t'explica la història de...
There are a big public
de Mart. Si t'explica la història de Mart, al final veuràs que el que estaves fent té bastanta relació amb el que fa, perquè ell té tres cançons dedicades a l'aterratge a Mart, un suposat aterratge a Mart. Ja ho explicarà, suposo que ho explicarà. Què més li podíem preguntar a Brian? Brian també produeix discos. You produce some records as well in New York, like bands.
I've owned and operated a recording studio since 2004.
Té un estudi des del 2004, sorry.
Yep, in that time, I produced several of my own albums along with several friends' records. More recently, Daniel Bernstein's project. We just finished that for his project called The Everybody Knows How to Get Lost.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be recording Hug a Broomstick's brand new record at our home called The Brooklyn Tea Party.
Mm-hmm.
You can learn more about that at myspace.com/Brooklyn Tea Party. It's an incredible house show that exists only in Brooklyn. It's also the home of our recording studio.
Mm-hmm.
I recorded just lots of different people. Debbie Dalton. I just recently finished a record for a friend of ours, Dan Costello.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be doing several more records this year for friends and also some of my own projects.
Doncs que ha gravat a molta gent. Entre ells, la banda amb la que va girar, el nou projecte de Daniel Bernstein, que és Everybody Knows, el nou disc de Hug a Broomstick, i ha explicat una història de Brooklyn Tea Party, que crec que és la casa on viuen, i a part és una mena d'estudi. L'estudi de gravació és també...
On te viuen? Viuen amb més gent?
Sí.
És com un house project, o no?
So, where you live with other people, Brooklyn Tea Party is just a house, a share house.
It is a loft space that has three separate bedrooms in it, and a stage in the living room with a drum set and a piano. One of the bedrooms is our engineer recording studio room. The other rooms are our bedrooms, but they also act as separation rooms. We have a large living room space, and above the beds is more storage, a loft space where people actually sit and watch the bands. We can fit about 85 to 100 people in there. The most that we've ever had at a show was July 4th of this past year. We had 40 acts from noon until 2 in the morning. Both on our rooftop and on our stage in the living room, we had probably 200 people at that party.
Diu que la gent pot seure i pot veure les actuacions de les bandes allà mateix.
Però així no deu ser on
hi viuen. No hi viuen, no.
Perfecte.
Però és un lloc on te graven, on tenen els estudis de gravació, i fins i tot ara ha explicat que el passat 4 de juliol, que és el dia aquest de la pàtria Yankee, van fotre unes 200 persones que hi havia actuacions a la terrassa, taulat, i també a dins, però bueno, que s'ho passen bomba, això és evident.
Perfecte, doncs anem a escoltar d'aquest Spiral Notebook la cançó número 10, 10.
It's
called
From Spiral.
Yeah, let's try it. I'm not sure which one it is. I don't have it in front of me, but I think it's called Ripple in the Karma.
Ok, doncs anem a escoltar.
Vinga.
Un act on. Click, clack, click, clack. The door in your apartment is ajar. Someone has come in and stolen it all. The door in your apartment is ajar. Someone has come in and stolen it all. You're left with nothing. Your house might as well have burned down. And there's a ripple in the karma. 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 You're walking down the street, one day you find a $50 bill. You're walking down the street, one day you find a $50 bill. There's a ripple in the karma. A ripple in the karma. There's a ripple in the karma. There's a ripple in the karma. You get offered the job of a lifetime, except it's when you're out of town. Your dreams get handed to you on a plate, a silver platter, and it's time to cash in the cow. There's a rip in the karma. There's
There's a ripple in the karma. There's a ripple in the karma. It's for you. It's your girlfriend's birthday, and the taxi cab is late, and the date is going south. And there's a ripple in the karma, ow, ow. There's a ripple in the karma, ow, ow. There's a ripple in the karma, ow, ow. There's a ripple in it. Gotta give money to the IRS. You're gonna give money to UNICEF. You gotta give money to the IRS. You're gonna give money to UNICEF. There's a ripple in the karma. There's a rip in the karma. There's a ripple in the karma. It's for you.
Podríem preguntar també quin és el seu millor show que ha tingut fins ara. Which, which one the best experience in Europe for you?
She's from
of this tour.
Oh man, Girona is amazing.
Girona?
I love the women.
You love Girona's girl.
I do, I do. I have to say though that quite honestly, there have been some shows that have just, there has been a magical spark inside of myself and inside of the audience. It definitely existed in Bremen.
Bremen.
I sold a lot of CDs at Bremen, but it wasn't just that. It's just the conversations that I had with people afterward were really, really amazing. And just lovely people and cool, dark CD space. I also really liked last night's performance at Figueres as well. There was a family of artists there, and just the people that were, I think, shocked that we were gonna, that we were, people probably that didn't even know we were playing, all of a sudden just kind of gathered around us from the bar. And just, you know, the bar owner was very respectful and very cool, and just, you know, we hung out with him afterwards, and it was, those were two really great, great things. But coming to Spain and seeing the Spanish countryside, being an American, we don't have this. We don't have this gigantic sky of puffy clouds and vineyards that roll over and over, and then beyond the vineyards and rolling hills are these jagged mountains that come out of nowhere, and there are different colors. There's purple ones and blue ones and gray ones, because there's so many stacked in front of the next. And the next.
You need to go to La Fageda d'en Jordà.
No tindràs temps. Però bueno, Brian, és veritat que quan anem en cotxe el tio se flipa molt amb els paisatges, les muntanyes, el color del cel, li agrada molt. A part, ha comentat que a Bremen s'ho va passar molt bé, que va tenir una molt bona resposta, i després del concert van estar parlant, bueno, les converses que va tenir amb la gent, bueno, molt agradables, i també ha comentat evidentment de Figueres, que ahir hi havia com una família d'artistes, hi havia un pare i una mare amb uns xavalets molt joves que van ser els que després li van comprar CDs. Diu que a Bremen va vendre molts CDs, i res, que a Figueres també, que la gent va respectar molt el show i que s'ho va passar molt bé, i que això és el que li agrada, vaja.
Doncs mira, ja saps, igual Figueres serà una bona capital per l'acústic.
Ah, ja estima que paguen molt poc allà en aquell bar, però bueno, en fi.
I have to say too though that like Durham and Newcastle were great shows. And
Newcastle.
Right, I mean, England was really great just because the people were so kind. I mean, they're huge Brooke Pridemore fans, so that made it great already, because we're going there and they can't wait to see, you know, Brooke Pridemore. And then they
had, was a nice surprise. That really was. I did not know that was going to happen.
Yeah. Well, it was a surprise for me too, because in Brighton we played an anarchist club, and everyone, you know, had already known about Brooke Pridemore and heard a lot of his music. And they came in there, and I was a little nervous because my stuff's a little lighter, but man, did they come around and support me when I played. It was really spectacular.
Molt bé, que també s'ho van passar molt bé a Anglaterra. La gent anava a veure Brooke Pridemore, però que realment a ell també, pues, el van apujar, diguem-ne, que van escoltar les seves cançons amb atenció. I què li fem fer?
Doncs una altra acústica.
You wanna play another song?
Yes, I do.
Which one?
I would like to play a song called One Lone Original. It's about being yourself and not letting anyone tell you do anything. Just do what you do and be happy about it.
Molt bé. Una cançó sobre fer el que doni la gana i ser feliç.
It's more up tempo, so I think the guy behind the glass will like it more than the last one.
Diu que és una cançó animada i que em sembla que li sembla que a tu t'agradarà.
Pursuit of perfection is an empty one. You might as well give up now. That road is cold, a phony one. It's the bumps that make us one. Oh, one lone original. One lone original. One lone original. You. I've been living in this notebook for a year. I write when I'm lost. Pages hold together me line by line. I get to know my path, and none plus none somehow adds up to one. One lone original. One lone original. One lone original. You. Stop lights mean well, but they get in the way of go. If the road takes you somewhere you wanna be, I say don't follow. To an anger tree, so be a stone. One lone soul mirror. We're gathering up moss while we're at it, huh? If everywhere you dig in the sand is a ruin from the past, then find yourself some grass. Move your cow, your cart, your art to a farm, and be glad you grew as one.
Yeah, fantastic. I love that your expression, your, you know.
Ja t'ho havia dit que t'agradaria.
Sí, thank you very much.
I love this format, and in all my radio life, yeah. Never...
La veritat és que ahir, I think yesterday night was the best show for both.
Yeah, we both...
You play with a lot of energy. I don't know what it happens yesterday in Figueres.
Well, he made love to Figueres. We made sweet love. We gave some roses to Figueres.
Perquè ell va començar amb molta energia normalment. Bueno, ells ara mateix en aquestes gires van tornant. O sigui, avui, per exemple...
Comença un, no? L'altre.
A l'Estartit li toca començar Brian Speaker. I ahir van al revés. Clar, després de Brooke Primer, les seves cançons en principi són més tranquils, però... Li va donar la volta, però 100%, perquè va començar tota castanya.
Té 365 cançons.
Li va fotre una castanya de bon principi, que la gent de Figueres també es va quedar atrapadíssima amb ell. Bueno, jo crec que van vendre els mateixos CDs ahir, van rebre els mateixos aplaudiments. I la veritat és que estan molt bé les cançons de Brian Speaker, també, en té moltes.
Perfecte. Què t'anava a dir? Portem una hora de programet per anar una mica àgils, no fos cas que...
Què vols fer?
Doncs anem a escoltar el tema que teníem preparat.
Right,
després parlem una mica i que li enxufi un parell de temes acústics, si en tot cas.
Un mes.
Un mes?
Sí, perquè en Bruc ha fet tres, doncs ell també farà tres, no? Que no es barallin.
Vale. Ho dic perquè no apunxa... Bueno, no apunxa... Hauran sonat dos temes de... Però va, és igual, pim-pam.
Ok. So we're gonna listen another of your songs in CD. Which one?
The last one on the CD, no?
It's called I'm Obscure, and I wrote it because I thought it was funny, because, you know, sometimes you go on MySpace and you check how many plays you have, and sometimes there'll be like 100 or, you know, a lot, and then some days you'll go on there and there'll be zero, you know what I mean? So it's like, well, that's cool, man. That just makes me cool because I'm obscure. Nobody's ever heard of me.
Ah, there we go. que li fa gràcia, no?, aquesta història de, del MySpace, d'un dia que rep moltes històries i,
yeah,
i d'altres que dius, hòstia, zero patatero, no? Pues diu, bueno, pues, soc una mica fosc, no existeixo, no? Tindria una mica per aquí a l'Aim Obscur. Però no m'escoltar, és la cançó que tanca el seu últim CD.
Vinga, doncs.
Brian Speaker.
Don't know what it's like to write a song every single day. Folks don't know if it's real or if it's play.
It's real, I assure you.
But I'll tell you one thing, it feels good to be close to the ending.
I'm obscure, how are you?
I wrote a song for love, I wrote a song for Jack the Ripper. I wrote a song for loss, I wrote a song for a stripper. Her name was Harmony. I wrote a song for me, I wrote a song for a late night party. I haven't written my best one yet, so I guess I'm still saving it. But I tell you one thing, it feels good to be close to the ending.
Yeah, I'm obscure, so obscure, I'm obscure.
Yeah, give me that beat. Here we go, here we go, here we go. I'm obscure, no one's more obscure than me. So obscure, no one's ever heard of me. I'm obscure, kicking high security. So obscure, I'm living in obscurity. I'm obscure with a license to practice. I don't have any fans cause I find them a distraction. I'm obscure, yeah, totally unknown. Broke as a bizzle, can't afford my cell phone. Mr. Bill, so obscure.
Mr. Bill,
yeah, I'm so obscure. I'm obsolete. Ooh, 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 ooh. Yes, I live still. You always know my skin. You think what's down. Y'all know I'm totally obscure. Birds, they look totally unknown. One yet, so I guess I'm still saving it for obscurity.
Jo li volia preguntar també, puc preguntar-li quins plans tenen, and what about your plans next month?
Well, once I get back from tour, I have a lot on my plate. We have several shows coming up, return shows, pretty big ones with some pretty big people. And then we're also, I'll be prepping the Hug a Broomstick recording album. That we're doing a live recording, inviting like 80 people to the house and putting them on stage and recording their new album.
Vull gravar el nou àlbum de Hug a Broomstick amb 18 persones.
Yeah. And then there are several other albums that I need to finish. One, M. Lamar, who is a very, very eclectic human being and songwriter. And a guy named Greg Smith. Those are two records that should be finished by the end of November. And I have to start working on wrapping up Spiral Notebook into its final package so that it can be released in January of next year onto one single DVD. You'll be able to get all 365 songs in the original form that they were posted in. And I'm going to work on the artwork, and everything's going to be, you know, I live my life in these Spiral Notebooks. That's why it's called Spiral Notebook. I have
la veritat és que mentre està explicant això... La veritat és que Brian Speaker va sempre amb aquesta llibreta seva, amb anelles, d'aquí ve el nom, i té aquí, doncs, molts dibuixets.
You remember a friend that in the school, in the primary, no, secondary school, draw in his agenda and every year his agenda it's like sí, como una obra de art.
Like yeah, like an art picture.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're you know, it's like, you know, people keep journals, people keep photo journals and stuff. I just kind of put it all into one. I've got from the Song a Day project, I've got 8 of these.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been with me to Egypt, Israel, Spain, Germany, France.
Té vuit llibretes des que ha començat amb aquest projecte i que han girat també per Israel, Egipte, Espanya, França. Abans he explicat que dintre dels seus plans doncs, tenia a gravar alguns discos i evidentment acabar el packaging del format aquest de DVD, que és on aniran les 365 cançons.
Perquè el que està,
a primer d'any hauria d'estar publicat això.
El que està fent ara és gravar uns quants temes i anar traient CDs, no? Però tot això ho ajuntarà.
Sí, diguem-ne que té una selecció. Aquí, el que ens ha passat és una selecció. I ara t'ha passat un altre CD que és The Mars Chronicle.
Oh, that's right. So included in the Song a Day, Spiral
això,
Notebook.
Això està dins del projecte aquest.
It just became handy to continue a story. So I wrote a song, just a very personal song one day about a man taking a space mission to Mars. And then it kind of evolved and I invited friends of mine to come in and play different characters. There's Apollo Vesta and his wife. There is a complete underworld of a Martian community. This man goes to space all by himself, and then his spacecraft is destroyed by a meteor. And so he is then welcomed into the underworld of Mars, and the goal was to just continue a story, to have a vehicle to, in case I needed inspiration, I could go to that. And thus far, there are 13 songs of the rock opera, and it is at this point incomplete because I just, it needs more thought than one than a few hours a day to be able to finish it, but it's pretty incredible project.
Doncs diu que es va començar a liar amb aquesta història de Mart, de l'home aterrissant sobre Mart, i que molts col·legues li van començar a donar idees, es van involucrar i van començar a sortir personatges, històries del subsol de Mart, i que, uh-huh. i que és una història, bueno, el que acaba de dir al final, que necessita moltes més hores de les que té, necessita més temps per acabar de... Seria com una mena d'òpera rock, eh? I jo el que te puc assegurar és que normalment en els seus shows, les tres últimes cançons, en les seves actuacions, són tres cançons dedicades a aquesta història de Mart. I primer, doncs, el coet o el que sigui despega, ara no sé com dir-ho en català,
sí, sí, sí.
I al final, doncs, aterra a Mart. I, bueno, és una història que es munta ell amb sorollets, com abans els estaves fent tu aquí, dic, no sé cas que ens els faci ell també, perquè fa una mica d'onomatopeies en directe.
Perfecte, doncs anem a escoltar un dels temes acústics i després ens acomiadem.
So, you're gonna play the last song?
This is the final song. It was written in Berlin.
Una cançó que ha escrit a Berlín.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This was the last song of Spiral Notebook project.
La última del projecte. Yeah,
written at a very dear friend of mine's house. His name is Heiko Gabriel, and it's
que és molt diferent al Heiko, que és un noi alemany, li ha donat la inspiració.
It encompasses the journey, who I am, my tattoo, my songs, and everything are kind of summed up into this one song. So I might mess it up, but I don't care. I just really want to play it because it means a lot to me.
Okay.
Diu que no es vol agobiar molt, però que només la vol tocar, que és l'última cançó que ha fet, que parla d'ell, del seu tatu i de com és, i que li ha ajudat un noi que coneixem, sí, el Heiko.
I was in Berlin last August, and it's an amazing city.
Yeah, it's a great city.
For
very
underground
good
people.
Art, culture. Yeah, we are playing in Berlin on the 29th at a place called Madame Claude.
Oh, so, I think people that know play in...
Oh, definitely. That place and also Schokoladen are two really great clubs.
Yeah.
I played there with Daniel Bernstein and Hugger Broomstick when we were in town.
Ja sabeu, si voleu anar a Berlín el dia 29 estan tocant a Madame Club.
Doncs vinga, escoltem-ho.
All right.
Okay, this is called Deconstructed Human Being. Who you are on paper is not who you are altogether. Even if it's in your own hand, the many pieces that make you up build a bigger plan, a boy into a man, a collection, a tree with many leaves, a deconstructed human being.
Some months have stood still, waiting for the come around. Each time I ran too fast, only to fall back down. Well, you learn to brace yourself, embrace yourself as well, so you can live to tell the story of a myth, a man, a collection, a birdie and a tree, a deconstructed human being, a deconstructed human being. It takes 1,000 days to say one simple thing. At least make it easy to sing. Something like la 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 la. Something like la 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 la. A simple song about being me, the deconstructed human being, deconstructed human being. And as I write this last song with the many parts of me, the paper parts, the bleeding hearts, and the tattoo of a tree, where a blackbird sings a song about me, the deconstructed human being, the deconstructed human being. Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, guys. I think he's landing Mars as well.
Yeah, he's landed on Mars.
Landing on Mars.
Maybe,
that's
maybe.
The noise I make when I land on Mars.
Veus? Ja te diu que és la fresa que fa ell quan aterrissa a Mars.
If you want to put something in the
no, jo crec,
future CD.
Jo crec que ja n'hi hauria prou, eh? Més que res perquè ens esperen a Mariscal. No, anem bé, eh? Anem bé de temps.
No, no, jo també haig de començar.
Gràcies, Jordi,
a moure'm.
Per convidar-nos.
Brooke, Brian, so much appreciate that come tonight.
Thank you very
to
much
this small and, com es diu això? Humil radio.
Can we promote tonight's show and also the MySpace?
Yeah.
Okay, so MySpace is myspace.com/speakerb. That's SPEAKERB. And you can also learn more about us at the Brooklyn Tea Party, which is myspace.com/Brooklyn Tea Party.
Brooklyn Tea Party.
Okay, allà perfect.
Allà es van saber moltes més coses sobre ell. I Brooke Primor, pues igual, myspace.com/Brooke Primor, que s'escriu amb dos os, Brooke, i Primor, Pridemore, en castellà, així.
And we're playing a show tonight. Garrulo. Come see us play.
Yeah, but it's not live, man.
Oh, okay.
Em sap greu perquè...
It's like alive, but no it's alive. Okay. It's curious, but...
It's live, but next week, maybe, oh, or gotcha. Just a few days.
So can I replay that song in the right key? It was too low. I was like, oh, no, this is wrong, but it doesn't matter.
Okay. Va, pues, escoltarem una cançó seva de l'últim CD per acomiadar-nos.
Mm-hmm.
Pues,
que es titula Apollo's Coming Home.
Apollo's Coming
yes,
Home.
Yes, can I give a short explanation of this
yeah.
song?
Yeah, yeah.
So this song is the 12th song of the series. Many things happen before it, but it is where Apollo Vesta is about to return to Earth. There are seven amazing singers singing with me on this track, including uh-huh. Ariel Betron, Alexa Woodward, Greg Smith, I think Ben Krieger is on there, and just really amazingly talented people are singing with me.
Diu que hi ha set cantants, cantant amb ells, cantants meravellosos col·laborant en aquesta cançó, i que és de, bueno, una història de quan l'Apollo torna a la Terra. Em sembla que no m'he perdut, ja, més o menys ha dit això.
Doncs anem a aterrar o a sortir amb l'Apollo. I res, que de veritat que me fa molta il·lusió sempre fer formats acústics, perquè és una nova experiència per mi, i que gràcies d'haver-los abordat a la ràdio, com no. Yeah. Albert, Brooke, Brian,
thank you very much, man.
Go out. Just
gracias.
Ens veiem.
Thank you.
Salut.
Forgetting values, equality and love. Fighting. Satellites, a star
Martian flight from outer space? Or is that a meteorite? Apollo's coming on. Since the mission Mars, the world has been in a tailspin. One between the oceans, on the tip of the United Nations sun. Apollo's coming home. Is he a ghost? Where has he been?
Affirmative, affirmative. Apollo Vesta has returned to Earth.